It's graduate students. That's what happened at York University today. Students from across the province had 3 minutes to present their ideas, their academic work, in front of judges. Matthew Berry is the newly crowned winner from McMaster University, a PhD student, studying cognitive neuroscience and psychology. So congratulations,
Thank you very much.
I'm not even going to give you 3 minutes because I don't have much more than that for this whole conversation. Can you briefly give me the pitch and tell us what your thesis is about?
Right. So my thesis is about understanding the actor, specifically through cognitive neuroscience. So what I do is I evaluate performances using technologies like motion capture and audio analysis, in addition to fMRI and other technologies, to look at what an actor does when they perform a character.
Wow. Okay, that's really cool. And you had 3 minutes. You did it very well in about 30 seconds there. You had
Thank
3 minutes
you.
To explain that complicated. I mean, boy, by the time you're at your PhD, this is something you've poured hours and years and of work and writing and things
Absolutely.
Into, and you have 3 minutes to distill this complicated stuff. What was the biggest challenge of getting your presentation together?
Well, I'm a talker, and so the biggest issue for me is paring everything down to make sure that it can fit into a 3 minute sort of presentation, as well as having all the elements that I think that a presentation should have, actually being educational and entertaining.
And the idea was what? To whom were you pitching these ideas and why?
The idea is to present these ideas to an audience that could be very diverse, and to present it in a way that can be accessible to everybody. So although we are being judged, the idea is to present it to an audience that is as diverse as possible.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you do? What did you do to make it accessible to everybody?
Personally, I try to come at it from a point of I'm trying to teach. I'm trying to teach the research that I've been doing for, you know, the past 4 years. We'll continue to do, hopefully, into the future. Get a point across and also have it, like I said, be entertaining. So not just be able to talk about my results, but show them as well.
So what, you had slides and slideshows and things?
We are allowed a single slide with no transitions. All the information that we could possibly present is on that slide, no more, no less, and we're not allowed to flip through anything. So I had a single slide that I talked about and walked through in addition to the results that I was demonstrating.
Did you practice this? I mean, with people outside your field, were you practicing to make sure that you were really, you know, narrowing down all your thoughts and making it clear to everybody?
I practice it a lot at home. My wife can definitely attest to that.
She knows all about it now.
Yeah, she could probably do it instead of me. I practice it with my lab and my supervisor. So in addition to, I've done this in front of the mirror a bunch of different times. Mm. Yeah.
And tell me why you wanted to do this.
So I wanted to do this primarily to see if I could. It was a challenge to myself to see, can I take my complex multi-hour topic and distill it down into 3 minutes? Can that actually be achievable? And will people like it and understand it? And can I present it in a way that people will take something away and be entertained?
Did you learn anything different about, I mean, obviously you've learned this material, you understand it, you've compiled it, you've researched it and worked on it, but did you learn anything about it by sort of forcing it through this narrow hole that you learned to maybe distill it to its essence?
Yes, absolutely. By looking at, you get used to looking at your data and your topic in a particular way where you know sort of like everything and everything's in your head all at the same time. But then you have to sort of strip away elements and say, I need to present it this step, then this step, then this step, then this step, and really make it so that you're walking everyone through it.
Do you think more academics should do this? I mean, the idea, like, I mean this without any disrespect, but sometimes you can get so mired in the work that you've been investing so many years in, and you kind of lose sight of that key communication tool. I've asked people at parties, what do you do? And you say, whoa, I don't even know what they're talking about.
Yeah. I think that every graduate student, undergraduate student, graduate student, and academic should partake in this type of exercise for sure. And I think that it's an excellent reason for competition for two reasons. One, it allows you to think about your own research and be able to pare it down and practice skills that we've been acquiring over the past, you know, years of our degree. And then second, it allows for so many different topics to come together all at the same time, and you get to see so much research that you didn't even know was happening because you're inside your own little department or bubble or whatever, that it is just fascinating to learn about nanobot technology,
right,
and
other people's presentations.
Other people's presentations. Exactly.
You had some. You had Rob Baker, the guitarist from the Tragically Hip.
And yes, I got to shake his hand.
Yeah, that's pretty fun too. You had a sort of a some high profile judges that didn't intimidate you.
No, not at all. The judges are very hands off. So they come in, they sit, they absorb, they judge, they make their decision, and then they have lunch with the rest of us. There's no ability really to interact with them
to
too much, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
From a science perspective, you want a completely clean slate.
Well, it's good to hear about the process. Thanks so much, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
It's Matthew Berry, the Ontario 3-Minute Thesis Champion, a PhD student at McMaster University in Hamilton.